Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on Biz Talk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
Welcome to hour number two, 7 minutes after the hour. If you're just joining us, thank you so much. Hour two, Garden America, Saturday, happy weekend. Back with Brian Main, John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox. Lines are open, open phones for the entire hour. How about that? At 855-424-9825. Again, that's 855-424-9825. Email your questions, john@gardenamerica.com, or ask on Facebook Live. That's why we're here. We'll get to as many as possible. And I do want to mention this hour of Garden America brought to us by our good friends at Bayer Advanced. Get more from the Blue Bottle. Bayer, a big supporter of our show. We do thank you. Did you guys have a good break?
Excellent.
Excellent break. Hey, somebody wants to know what that plant is next to you, Tiger.
The rose?
As I check on Facebook here quickly.
It's the pink rose that we talked about earlier, and I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce the name. So
what is it, John?
It's just Garden Director Otto Lynn.
Garden Director Otto Lynn?
Come on. Yeah. It was in German or something.
It's Garden Director Otto Lynn.
Okay. Now, that's the common name.
That's its name.
That's its name.
That's all we'll say.
Anyway, and we should mention, what is unique about that? That is just one stem.
Well, that was just one stem.
That's one stem that you're looking
at. Yeah, and there's probably, what, close to 100 flowers, maybe over 100 flowers, right? Just one stem.
Yeah, just on that one. Right. One section of it. Not an aphid in sight. Looks beautiful.
No, it's beautiful. First thing I look at are leaves.
Yeah.
I love nice dark leaves.
You know, you can, if there's people who are looking at that on Facebook and want to know where to buy one, just Google Otto, the name, O-T-T-O.
Okay.
And then Lynn is L-I-N-N-E, and Rose, and you'll find it. I think you could probably get it somewhere like, maybe Rogue Valley Roses or Heirloom Roses up in Oregon.
It's beautiful.
It's a common, it's a shrub, but it's in the one of the old garden roses. I think it came out in the early 1900s, like 1908 or something.
John, let's talk about the website. Let's talk about what's not available. We're done shipping, basically.
Oh, great. Yeah, that'll help. Let's talk about everything not available.
Yeah, well, just so people don't, you know, go on the website and wonder why they can't buy something.
Yeah, it's too late for us to ship vegetables, okay. So we're done until maybe fall. But we did mention first hour, if you happen to be in San Diego, you can go over to Mission Hills Nursery for the great grafted vegetable giveaway.
Yeah.
And we said first hour that, you know, being kind of a melancholy person, I like to make up all these rules and put in all these details. And we said all you need to do is go take a look at the Garden America seed rack, find Tiger and say, I looked at the seeds, now can I have my free vegetable? You don't have to buy anything. But Tiger's a millennial. So my hunch is if you just go and ask him for a free plant,
he'll just give it to you.
Because everybody gets a ribbon. Okay.
There you
everybody
go.
Gets
right.
a trophy.
What about the one I wear the ribbon? I believe in what you're doing, but I don't want to wear the ribbon. You must wear the ribbon. Okay. If you watch Seinfeld, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Right.
Sorry to leave the rest of you in the dark.
Those were the guys that liked the armoire.
The armoire. That was on last night, by the way, that episode.
Oh, really?
855-424-9825. That is toll-free. If you'd prefer to email your questions, john@gardenamerica.com, or right there on Facebook on our page, and we'll do our best to answer whatever's on your mind.
I don't think we ever pointed them out. I keep forgetting. Oh,
that was my next question. Look
but
at that.
We have these vegetables that... these are the super dwarfs, and you can see what Tiger's talking about. These are little tiny ones. I guess the ones you have are gallons, Tiger?
Yeah, the super dwarfs that I have at the nursery are gallons.
And they probably have fruit on, I would imagine, or flowers anyway.
I think a few of them had flowers. I don't think that they had any fruit. But what's amazing is that when you see the stem on these, it's just ridiculous to see that thick of a stem on a tomato at that size. Usually, tomatoes grow pretty quickly, and therefore they're kind of gangly,
right?
Kind of looking.
Like a vine.
Like a vine.
Right.
But this is a small tree, and it doesn't, I mean, John, you would never be able, you would never need to use a cage for this plant, right? I mean,
well, actually, if you did use a cage, it would work.
Okay.
You know, because regular tomato cages, you put your tomato in, it grows for a month, and then the whole thing falls over.
Yeah.
But a tomato cage on these probably would work. But I think they would grow, as you say, without a cage or maybe a small stake.
Yeah. Just because, but, I mean, you might need to use a cage just because some of the fruit might be a bit heavy.
Yeah, and start pulling it over.
But the plant would definitely hold itself.
We had one at the nursery, a Tasmanian chocolate. And Tim took a picture of it and showed me. And there were, I'm thinking, the plant was 3 foot tall with maybe 40 tomatoes on it.
40 tomatoes and a 3 foot tall.
I've never seen so many tomatoes on such a small plant.
Did you taste them?
And nice size. No, I can't taste anything.
Oh, that's right.
But I did taste it a couple years ago, and it was really good.
So you have good recall, good taste.
Yeah, I've got my powers of recall are still good.
Good taste recall. 855-424-9825. Any email questions, John?
Not yet.
Okay.
I wanted to mention that the dwarf or the super dwarf tomatoes are part of the International Dwarf Tomato Project.
I remember you mentioned this project.
Right,
it
started because of the internet. You know, people mailing seeds and sharing seeds all over the world, and I think there's probably on the super dwarfs now maybe 60 different varieties from this dwarf tomato project, and they keep improving every year. But it's like a little clique of tomato growers, and people just like sharing these seeds. No one's doing it commercially, and we were really the first people to make them available across the country.
Well, you know, it's funny that you have this organization that's been developed to kind of grow this dwarf plant. I was actually talking to a cousin of mine who works for a produce company recently, and they were talking about how produce has just exploded as far as sales-wise. And it's more the kind of packaged produce, the products that you kind of can buy and then use right then and there. And the concept has just exploded. And, you know, then when you think about a dwarf series of food crop, I think it's because more people are moving to these kind of urban
small
developments, small patios,
right.
Small yards. They want to grow these items. They want to be able to have them. But unlike before when, you know, homes had a bit of a yard and they can plant 10 or 12 of these plants, they're restricted. They're down to 1 to 2. And, you know, I think that it's neat because you have these collections of homeowners or apartment dwellers or condominium owners, and they want to still have that garden. And, yeah. and this is the way they're going to do
but
it.
But it's got to be scaled down
exactly
to what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And it can easily be done.
And I think people are just kind of like the more instant kind of small plant thing is going to become more popular, just like the instant produce. Because people are still excited about produce. They're still excited about lettuces, tomatoes, all of that kind of stuff. But it's got to be scaled down for them.
What happened to our purple carrots, John? Weren't you going to bring us purple carrots?
We sell seeds for purple carrots if you go to gardenamerica.com.
So that you can still buy?
You can still buy seeds.
Okay.
We have seeds available.
Just nothing that's already been propagated. We can't send those out because we have no more.
Right. Except we have plenty of cactus and succulents.
That's ongoing, isn't it?
Yeah. We have those year-round.
So that's gardenamerica.com if you want to check that
and
out.
And we have HB 101.
Which is a huge seller. People love HB 101. Right. That's like going to the doctor to get a B12 shot.
You know, we have the small bottle is $19.95 to the large bottle, which is $200. And we are out of the large bottle now.
People actually spend $200. Well, they know it works. I think people are amazed when they buy the product and they use it.
I'm amazed at what it does.
It's not a fertilizer. It's just kind of a pick-me-up for your plants if they're looking a little, you know, a little tired.
I don't know.
Who knows?
I wish I knew the science behind it.
Are there ingredients listed on the bottle?
No.
But it's plant extract, I would imagine, right?
Right. They're conifer extracts mainly from Japan, and it's something that's been passed down since the samurais.
Wow. It is break time again, 16 minutes after the hour. Lines are open at 855-424-9825. Zach will put you in line. You can also email John directly, us, of course, john@gardenamerica.com. You can pose your questions on Facebook Live on our page. Tiger's got his page going. My page is going. Biz Talk Radio, going to step aside. Garden America, happy weekend. Brian Main, John Begnasco, Tiger Palafox, step aside. We're going to come right back.
Wow, your flowers are gorgeous. What's your secret?
It's no secret. It's Bare Advanced.
You mean these blue bottles?
Uh-huh. I protect my beauties with all-in-one rose and flower care. It's insect and disease control, plus fertilizer.
Really? What's this 12-month tree and shrub protect and feed?
Oh, I use it on my trees. It kills bugs for up to a year, plus it feeds. It's that easy. Hey, where are you going?
To get my own. I want a great yard, too.
Bare Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they become disease-spreading pests. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564.
That's 800-296-1564.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
We are moving, no doubt about that, Saturday morning at 22 minutes after the hour to our friends on the East Coast. I guess we should say good afternoon. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening, watching Facebook Live. It is Garden America here on Biz Talk Radio. Brian Main, John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox. Lines open toll-free at 855-424-9825. 855-424-9825. John@gardenamerica.com. Why the snickering?
I just want to make sure before we even start to speak at all, John knows that Shannon is now watching.
Uh-oh.
So before anything else comes out of his mouth right now this morning.
Okay, so John, I've got back behind me here for you because Shannon's listening and watching. I have a filter for you.
I need that filter.
It's right there. Hey, we've got a question on Facebook from Tamara.
Yeah, you know, I saw that question, and there was also a comment about from Arlington, Texas, right?
Yeah, somebody who used to listen to us in Chico.
Right, and mentioned that Chico only carries the first hour of the show. That's on Saturday. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that KPAY repeats the show on Sunday and carries both hours.
I believe so, yes. Right. Because some of the shows were carrying us on Sunday, and I know that one of the affiliates did drop it. But many ways to listen to us.
With this Facebook now, it's amazing.
And you can download the Biz Talk Radio app for your phone or your tablet. You can go to GardenAmerica.com, click Listen Live. You can also go to Biz Talk Radio, click Listen Live. So pretty much, John, people have no more excuses not to listen to the show.
That's right. You know, we have a question about hydrangeas.
Yes, from Tamara, correct?
Right. And since my wife's listening, I should mention that it's probably one of her favorite flowers.
I've got one blooming in my patio right now. It's beautiful.
Yeah, she loves hydrangeas. But Tamara's question says, if you cut a hydrangea all the way to the ground, how long will it take when it comes back to bloom? And this is a two-part question, Tiger, so I'm going to answer the first.
Old wood. It's growing on old wood, I think.
Well, yeah. Right, but she's right. Cut the old wood to the ground.
Yeah, so okay. It's all new coming out now.
Right, so the first question is going to be, we're going to go back in time 15 years. In 15 years ago, the answer to Tamara's question is, you won't get any blooms at all. You've cut off all the blooms, and you're going to have to wait a year. It's the following year before the wood is going to bloom because, as Tiger mentioned, you need year-old wood in order to set flowers. But now I'm going to answer the question today.
Yeah.
15 years now later.
Exactly.
And there are some varieties, not, I'm not sure how many, but maybe like five or six. What was it, what were they called? Endless Summer,
Endless Summer,
I believe, was the first one.
Yeah.
And then there's a pink version of that. The Endless Summer is blue.
Blush and different ones. Yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of the new hydrangeas will bloom on new wood as well as old wood. So, Tamara, if you happen to have one of those new varieties and you cut it back, it will bloom just a little bit later in the summer.
And because nowadays, as we all know, the market drives varieties of plants, that whole florist hydrangea concept, a lot of them have switched to those varieties that do bloom more often because it was easier for them to grow and have some kind of flowering plant. And so therefore now you, when you go into a nursery and you're shopping them, there's a really good chance you're always going to get those endless
varieties. Endless bloom.
You know, it's kind of like, you know, citrus trees. People come into the marketplace and they want to buy a citrus tree and they always ask, oh, I want a semi-dwarf. Well, it's almost a guaranteed pick that it's a semi-dwarf variety nowadays. The standard varieties are almost phasing themselves out, and, you know, back to the marketplace is that's what drove that to be able to almost be all
to take
semi-dwarf.
Over.
And so kind of thing happened with the hydrangeas is that, you know, when you go to buy one, it's almost a guarantee that it's a variety that's going to bloom the first year. So it takes a lot of that guesswork out. Like, you know, John mentioned, the old varieties need to be pruned and fertilized a specific way. Remember having to put the aluminum sulfate into the soil to make them blue? You know, now
it's autopilot.
Now it's the plant is bred to be pink or blue,
right,
or white or a blush or anything of that nature. It's kind of – so, John, can you switch those ones still? Those ones that have been designed for those certain colors, can you switch them with aluminum sulfate or no?
Well, I would never recommend using aluminum sulfate for any reason. And that's because aluminum is poisonous to plants.
Oh. Did I get the wrong thing?
Well, no. It's been sold for years. So
okay.
A lot of listeners have probably heard the same thing. But what turns a blue hydrangea blue is acid soil conditions. And it is aluminum that's in the soil. But when the soil, if you use, say, sulfur around a hydrangea, it will acidify the soil conditions to make the aluminum ion more available. So if the aluminum ion's available, the hydrangea will turn blue. But it has to be a blue hydrangea to begin with.
Oh, okay.
If it's not a blue hydrangea and you don't acidify the soil, the plant will become pink.
But then you can take that pink and make it blue again.
Right.
Right, later on.
By acidifying the soil.
And then the whites
are
always
white. But if it's
a
pink hydrangea to begin with, it'll never turn blue. You can't turn a pink hydrangea blue.
Oh.
It has to be a blue variety to begin with. It's the blues that go back and forth.
Got it.
Do you?
I do. I got it now. And, you know, I think that then back to what we were saying, those ones that are specifically designed, you know, from growers, those can't be changed then down the road because they've been grown pink already. So
yeah, if it's a pink variety, it can't be changed.
It can't be changed.
The more acidic soil conditions that you have, sometimes the more vibrant the color.
Mm-hmm.
So like if it's a pink hydrangea, it might be a deeper pink or a rosier pink.
You know what Tamara said?
What's that?
It's likely a 15-year-old plant because it was here when we bought the house with a little teardrop emoji.
Oh.
So she says they may have to wait till next year.
Yeah,
but at least
probably.
But that's a lot of good information. That's good information for people out there.
Being from Michigan, this was always a heartache because everyone in Michigan wanted to grow hydrangeas, and they're borderline hardy there. So what would normally happen is they would die to the ground every winter, and then come back up, but you never got any
blooms.
Never
got any blooms off of it.
Right.
Because, yeah.
And when I say never, that doesn't mean that absolutely never, but you won't get a full bloom cycle.
Yeah.
You might get a sporadic bloom here and there.
And, I mean, what she did, too, was the right thing. Ultimately, when you're pruning plants, you know, you want to do a couple things. You want to consider the height of it, you know, any kind of problems with it. And then you do want to clean them out every once in a while.
Well, the time to prune a hydrangea is after it's done blooming because you want to get some new growth for the following year.
It is break time as we approach 30 minutes after the hour, Saturday, with your friends here, your garden buddies, John Bagnasco, Brian Main, Tiger Palafox, your Garden America, BizTalk Radio, lines open at 855-424.
800-480-9825. Or remember, email, that's john@gardenamerica.com.
Hi, this is gardening expert Melinda Myers. Keeping the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 10 weeks. The non-burning, non-leaching formula provides a natural, slow, and consistent flow of nutrients. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years, Milorganite. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Battling bugs inside and out? Then it's time to get more from Bayer Advanced and Lowe's Home Improvement Stores. Now you can buy Bayer Advanced Complete Brand Insect Killer for Soil and Turf and get a free bottle of Bayer Advanced Home Pest Plus Germ Killer, a $9 value. Complete works outside on your lawn, eliminating surface insects, including mosquitoes, in 24 hours. And soil insects for up to 3 months, while Home Pest Plus Germ Killer handles the bugs inside your home. Lowe's and Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Minutes after the hour, we are back. It is Garden America Saturday. Thank you so much. Good afternoon to our friends on the East Coast, and for the rest of us, a good Saturday morning. John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox. Follow us on Facebook. Watch us on Facebook. Facebook Live right now. Email us, john@gardenamerica.com. Or, of course, you can pose your questions and comments on our Facebook page. And, again, here on Biz Talk Radio, 855-424-9825. And I notice we have some newer viewers who are on our Facebook page, John.
Well, I saw our good friend Gail from Boulder Creek.
Right.
Mentioned that she was loving the live show.
Beautiful.
And she liked the behind-the-scenes commercial breaks.
You know, it's interesting. Somebody here at the station who helped set this up said people really like that. Because I'm talking about, you know, during the breaks.
Yeah,
you know,
what's
people,
going on?
People like to see that. But yeah. You know, between breaks, what are you guys doing? And I must say that since we've gone on Facebook Live, we are behaving ourselves.
Well,
prior to Facebook Live, it would have been a different story.
I also must say that since we've been going on Facebook Live as well, that actually John comes in clothes, not pajamas,
right,
and prepared to work.
Yes.
Before, he just sat here.
He said, this is radio.
Exactly.
You know,
unprepared, in his pajamas. He would roll in two minutes before the show started.
No show prep at all.
Yep.
Now it's very impressive. Look, he's just sitting there taking it.
Well, because I know it's not true.
John works very hard.
Brian can tell you that probably the one comment I say most often is, where's Tiger? He's not here yet.
Well, where's Tiger? I thought he was going to be here at 7:30.
Yeah.
And I've got to get here even earlier than that to get everything all set.
You're
up.
Always here early.
Yeah.
I rarely beat you. I think I did.
One time, I think I saw you in the parking lot.
You were shocked.
I was. What are you doing here? I thought maybe you spent the night. Lines are open, 855-424-9825. john@gardenamerica.com here, Biz
Talk
Radio.
Remember all the plants I brought you last week?
Yes, they're all planted.
Did you? You planted them all up?
Yeah, used up all the last of the soil that Tiger provided me about a month ago.
That was your favorite soil.
I have.
That's mine, too.
The only, now, I will be honest, the tomato plant that you gave me, the one that grows 3 feet, and then you said makes a good hanging plant.
It only gets to be 6 inches tall.
Right.
But then hangs over 3 feet.
So
you were going to put it in a hanging basket, you said.
But I don't have one, and so I put it in a pot, and that doesn't have as much soil in it as it should.
Did you look in your bottom drawer for the macrame?
Yeah, from 1977.
Yeah, don't you have those macrame hanging?
Gosh, I wish I did.
Those are making a comeback.
Are they?
They are a huge comeback.
Yeah, people hanging plants.
We have a whole rack right now at the nursery.
You have a rack of macrame?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know that my wife was on TV making macrame?
Really?
Back in
making
the...
it even.
Yeah, a lot of people would make them. It was a hobby.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was a big hippie thing. Make your own macrame.
And then you had to have...
She was on the Carol Duvall craft show.
Carol Duvall craft show, which
yeah,
was in
back in Michigan.
Michigan, I assume.
We should invite her in studio, and we can do a make your own macrame
right?
here.
Oh, she
now.
Made some awesome macrame.
You still have them?
Oh, no.
Oh, they're making a comeback, John.
Yeah.
Well,
bring it back out.
She's a nurse practitioner now, so she doesn't have time, but... You know, I even tied some of those knots. It was kind of
fun.
It's therapeutic. I
remember putting spider plants and Wandering Jew was worked very well.
You complained about the spider plant that I gave you that was
still have it.
In your bamboo. The bamboo's dead.
The bamboo's dead. The spider plant just took over everything. And you know what? Even when I don't water it as much as I should, that thing just survives. Right. Spider plants are a good surviving plant.
Those are weeds in my yard right now.
Are they?
Yeah.
Just everywhere.
When you guys come over, you're going to dig stuff up, right, and take it
I'm going to come early. And then if you need help with something, as long as you have snacks leading up to the ribeye. We're having ribeye, right?
No.
You said
tri-tip.
Ribeye.
Tri-tip.
Oh, tri-tip. Okay, tri-tip. Sorry.
Marinated tri-tip.
Oh.
Never said ribeye.
That was me.
There's a question on Facebook, if you can pull it up there, Brian, because I can't do it from my end. About a soil comment, because you guys had just mentioned what's your favorite or your guys' favorite potting soil recipe, and you guys really enjoy the Ocean Forest product from Fox Farms. And there's other potting soils out there, but the thing to think about when, you know, coming into potting plants or, you know, soil prep is there's all these varieties of soils out there and all have their own little marketing plan as far as maybe some retain water, maybe some have fertilizers in them, and they're designed to help you kind of go through. But the nice thing about an organic soil like the Ocean Forest, or if you're looking for a compost when planting, is that it gives the plants the environment to thrive in. It's not doing anything kind of synthetic to the plant, because you know, that's one of the hard things that we have trouble with as landscapers, gardeners, is that when we try to force the plant to do something it's not meant to do, down the road you have problems. It becomes a weaker plant, or it becomes a leggy. You know, you had mentioned using certain fertilizers can sometimes make the plants leggy and not be able to hold themselves up. And as we were talking about these super dwarfs being able to hold themselves up, it's nice to be able to see a plant that grows the way that it's supposed to and can sustain itself. I mean, the floral industry is one of the big things, is they grow these flowers, you know, whether it's the carnations or the roses, on these huge floppy stems. Well, that's not really natural. They have to completely structure that in order to be able to grow those, and they're grown because they want to make a long stem off of it. But back to the soil, is just a good organic soil blend is going to take care of the plant better than any other kind of, you know, recipe or synthetic fertilizers, you know, is a good organic blend of soil, something involving worm castings, you know, some compost, maybe, you know, you can use things like, you know, back guano, kelp, or something else like that. Just giving it a broad spectrum of fertilizers is really good.
You know, one of the reasons that I like the, and they don't advertise with us, so it's not a paid advertisement. But one of the reasons I like the Ocean Forest potting soil is that the most expensive thing that you can add to potting soil is perlite. And that's why most potting soils have very little perlite in it, because that's how they save money and bring down the cost. But perlite aerates the soil and allows oxygen.
It helps drainage, right?
Right. And you get, I think the Ocean Forest has more perlite than any potting soil I've ever used. You can use a regular potting soil, other that's cheaper than Ocean Forest, as long as you buy something like perlite and add it yourself, which is what I used to have to do. And now I don't have to. I can just use
a lot of soils
have
everything in there. You know, John's getting a lot of FaceTime. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, he is. Well, he talks the most. So
it's been on John now for the past 5 minutes.
Does it go to who's talking?
Yeah.
Well, it usually does. It has face recognition. But I'm glad that you got here early to get the makeup on. Because that could have been a disaster.
But, you know, one of the comment that now that I've got it came from Facebook was actually the soil recipe for raised garden beds. So, you know, when it comes to, you know, your mention of perlite, that's also an important thing for garden beds, is because a lot of people will say, oh, it's a garden bed, and they just throw compost in it. Or they just throw yard dirt into their raised garden bed.
Well, compost helps.
But it's good to have some drainage.
I wouldn't use perlite in a bed, do you?
I would use pumice.
I would use pumice. The reason I wouldn't use perlite is it floats to the top,
right,
and then you've got these white floaties all over your yard.
Yeah. There is a product out there from a brand called Greenall, which is called Soil Booster, which was designed for raised garden beds, which I like because it takes a little bit of the guesswork out, you know, because there are a lot of recipes out there, you know, combine, you know, 1 cubic foot of compost with 0.5 cubic foot of pumice and blah, blah, blah. The soil booster is kind of a recipe for beds. So I like that one for the raised garden beds. But you have to incorporate drainage back to that.
Right.
Because in a bed, you don't just want to fill it with just yard dirt. Your plants aren't going to do very well in that bed.
I told you on my back hill that I terraced how the bottom terrace was just solid clay and I couldn't even dig a hole to plant in it. And I'm just amazed at, an hour after using John and Bob's.
The soil?
Their product called Penetrate. It was just wide open. But he recommends not fooling with the soil for a day or two because you're adding beneficial organisms to the soil along with the saponin, which opens up the clay, and he says it needs to settle a little.
Hey, one more segment just like that 2 hours, boy oh boy. Get your questions in at 855-424-9825 if you want to call Zach, John at gardenamerica.com, or we'll do our best to follow on Facebook Live and at least address your questions and comments. As we step aside, taking a break, coming right back.
Do you want to launch your dream business and avoid a nightmare? Starting and growing a business can be risky. Hi, I'm Heather Havenwood, and as a female entrepreneur for the last 15 years, I have failed and I have won, and I want to help you avoid the pitfalls of small business. Join me here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern with my show, The Win. Let me help you to win as an entrepreneur.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and 3-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or fertilome.com.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even and my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced any of the following: pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Hernia mesh patch implants are used for repairing most common types of abdominal hernia, which occurs when muscles or connective tissue in your abdomen are damaged or weakened. If you have had a hernia mesh implant and suffered an injury, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. Call for more information about the recall and a free consultation. Don't be a silent victim. Call 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
It is our final segment, 8 minutes away from the top of the hour, 52 minutes after the hour. And again, news coming up on many of these BizTalk Radio affiliates. In the meantime, 855-424-9825. Again, that's 855-424-9825. Also, john@gardenamerica.com. Email's a little thin this week, John, aren't they? You know what? He's lost in thought.
Take away the
computer
from
him. He's lost in thought.
Yeah.
Multitasking. This is 2017.
I was reading about the legend of the sleeping lady in Alaska, and it was a longer story than I anticipated.
Well, the reason why we're talking about this sleeping lady legend is because one of these tomatoes that he brought into show that we're going to be giving away at Mission Hills Nursery today is a tomato named Sleeping Lady. It's one of the super dwarf varieties, and we're commenting, it actually has a fruit on it, Brian. If you see this right now, it has a fruit on it already. And it's only a 6-inch tall plant, but it's got a fruit on it that's an inch big already. And, you know, for those of people that are watching Facebook Live can see this. But at the same time...
You're holding it too high.
Uh-oh. There we go.
That is a little too... I can grab it and walk over and show it to the camera.
It's neat that, you know, we have... this ability to grow these super dwarf plants. There we go. That, you know, have this ability to grow a substantial size fruit, because you said it, how big of a fruit was it?
1 to 4 ounce. So 4 ounces is 16 ounces to a pound, so a quarter of a pound.
Yeah, it's a good size tomato you're going to have on there.
Yeah, especially if you get a lot of them. And it's supposed to have a good balanced flavor.
And it's a good-sized tomato for as big as the plant is.
A rich mahogany color.
We should put out this disclaimer, too, that people who are going to your nursery to get these plants, we have a lot of plants to give away, but limited varieties of each one.
Yeah.
So if you want a sleeping lady or if you want a dwarf tomato, they may be out by the time you get there.
Right, yeah. It's kind of like the ones that wouldn't fit to ship out, so now we're kind of giving them away to people, which is nice.
Yeah,
it's because you're a nice guy. Nice,
John's
nice
the
nursery.
Nice guy. John's the nice one. Yeah,
I can't argue with that.
See, that's how we get him in here, is we're nice to him, and then we're mean to him.
Yeah.
And then we're nice to him, and we leave on a nice note.
But we love him, that's why.
He remembers it next
week. That's right.
There was an old saying, you always hurt the ones you love.
So what's going on in the yard this week, John? What are people preparing to do?
It's May. Well,
I started
to
ask you about what you planted, because I was wondering how your petunias were doing.
Absolutely fantastic. I just had to trim them all last week because they're spilling out of the pots. Everything is coming up roses, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
I found a species of rose that I have, and again, John's going to say, that's why you keep the tag.
Yeah, why would you lose your tag?
Did I send it to you, the pink?
Yeah, and I sent you an answer.
I didn't see the answer. What is it?
I said I wasn't sure, but it looks like possibly like Dr. Masaryk.
Okay, that's what it is then.
Is it?
It's Dr. Masaryk. That's from the auction last year.
And
that's why I was so surprised, because this is the first time that it's bloomed.
And, you know, and I'm teasing you about losing your tags.
No, you're right.
But I have 100 roses at home without tags.
With no tags.
I have no idea what they are.
And I know you're trying to eyeball it, because it could be a lot of different...
Well, it's pink.
Yes.
I mean, you have 5,000 roses to choose from if it's pink.
But knowing that it came from the auction, that's how I know that you're right.
Hey, Brian, real quick, somebody asked for the number to call.
855-424-9825. And we have just a very few minutes here.
Yeah, it's got to be quick, because we're about to go off. But at the same time, the discussion can continue online after the fact. Post your comments. We'll be able to get back to you. Send an email to John. He'll be able to get back to you. As Brian and I just send him emails throughout the week, no matter what, just asking him these random questions as well.
Yeah, and again, as you mentioned, you can return to the Facebook page, because the entire show is going to be kept there. It's archived. And if something comes to mind, to ask us a question, and we'll do our very best. You can always call us, or again, as you mentioned, john@gardenamerica.com.
I know one of the things that we're working on for people a lot is mulching this time of year. Getting ready to keep the moisture in the ground, keep weeds at bay, because this is a good time of year to start putting down that mulch over the plant beds and taking care of the soil if you can. John is a big fan of just mulching in general. I like to use the shredded redwood or shredded red cedar product. Some people call it gorilla hair. I like that one. It's an easy one, and it breaks down fast, and I like that because I know it's going into the soil.
You know, if you go back east, back to the Midwest, mulching is so popular that you can go to gas stations.
No, really?
And buy mulch?
And buy mulch.
What?
Pallets of it.
It's like slot machines in Nevada at a gas station.
Yeah. And here in California,
no
one has mulch.
One.
We never do it.
And
if
we
any
need
state
it.
Needs to do it, it's California.
Yeah.
So I spent the last 2 weeks remulching all the front beds, because as you said, Tiger, that if it's a good organic mulch, it's going to break down.
Right. Yeah.
So... So those have all been redone. You guys will see the front.
I can't wait. This is going to be This is going to be great. What time do you plan? You're not going to arrive late at 5, are you, Tiger?
I'm going to arrive whatever time John tells me to.
I told you guys to come at 5 o'clock. Yeah. We need around 6.
Brian says I'll be there at 10.
Yeah, sends me to email. I'll be there
I'm thinking 10. More like 3 o'clock because my bedtime is 7. So it's going to take more than an hour to get back from your house to my house.
But you know what? You don't have to get early the next morning.
Don't. No Sunday show.
Right. And you want to see the fire pit. You can't see the fire pit until it starts.
And I want to see the fireworks as well. There's also that. Okay, just a very few moments here. Last-minute thoughts, words, things that are happening. Again, you can buy seeds on our website, but nothing else. We're not doing any more shipping, right? I want to leave
not
that.
Nothing else. We have a lot for sale. We just don't have any
vegetables
for sale.
No vegetables. Okay.
Right. But go to Mission Hills Nursery and pick up your free ones.
Thank
Still
you so much.
Of time to plant.
For the entire crew, I want to thank Brandon. I want to thank Jeremiah. I want to thank Zach keeping us on the air. Directors and studio coordinators. Executive producer is Brandon. I'm Brian Main, Tiger Palafox. John Begnasco, thank you so much for tuning into Facebook Live and listening to us. Until next time we get together next weekend, get growing, America. Take care. Bye-bye.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.